This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was intending to get into Bill Gates after our guest left us, but he's brought him up. He's come out, he tried to keep it secret with Monsanto. He's buying up the land all over the U.S. for special GMO crops, so you don't have a choice. All right, in closing, Steve Quayle, get into where you were going with Bill Gates and your latest work, Gen 6 Giants.
Well, first of all, Alex, the UFO phenomenon is being seen all over the world. The Catholic Church, Tom Horn, has documented the Catholics' acceptance of aliens, how they're going to spring it on their flock. I'm going to basically send you a document so you can have it and read it. It'll just blow your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the telescope that the Vatican owns on Mount Graham, it's a binocular telescope, infrared, and basically it's called the Lucifer scope, okay? Now, people say, well, that's just by accident. There's nothing by accident. There's nothing by accident that the enzyme that's destroying humanity is called Luciferase, L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E. What we're seeing, Alex, is this. People can poo-poo the supernatural, and they can either do this, repent. That simply means saying, God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, Lord.
Because God can't help you unless you explain. God's free will, the devil isn't. We have to open the channel to God. It isn't like just, oh, we're praying, God wants us to worship. We have to open the channel.
You can't just believe without repenting. Repent and believe. And again, I want to make it clear, Alex, nobody in the conservative movement that I know, and conservative movement is this, people who love life. I'm going to redefine the words. People who love life are not criminals. People who hate life, isn't it interesting? Those who want to take life, kill. It all boils down to this. It all boils down to somebody wants to eradicate 100 million people. You and I did a report, years ago on the Deagle Report. Ladies and gentlemen, the next 5 years, according to the Deagle Report, and who's behind that? The heads of the intel agencies. So those who don't want to believe this, fine. But between this year and 2025, according to their report, intelligence insiders, they're going to take the American population down.
No, that's right. Official insurance actuaries say 100 million less people in the U.S. specifically. They've got a plan, folks. They've got to fight it.
We got to fight it. And so, again, well, and you know, Alex, I want people to understand something. While they can get your supplements, okay, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, what everybody doesn't understand, there's nothing in the pipeline. What you use to make supplements.
Oh, I was about to say, that's like pollen block. We could usually get this in a month from France, from the quail eggs. They eat a special diet for antihistamine. It was 8 months till we could get any. It was like 25%. Most of our products we can't get anymore. Everything's breaking down.
Well, and here's the thing. When the pipeline is empty, there's nothing else in the pipeline. So, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, get what you can get now. The money, the development, the research that Alex's company puts into this stuff, get it now. That's not a pitch. It's a warning. Because what's going to happen? You're going to be given insect powder. And oh, by the way, they're going to have urinal monitoring and toilet monitoring to make sure when you stand at a urinal with your smartphone or dumbass phone, and basically, you know, I said that, Alex, and people said, oh, you're going
Oh, it's all been announced now. And they say you're going to eat bugs. You're going to eat bugs. Yep. Now it's official.
So you can go to McHopper's, I guess it'll be good.
And they say they're going to monitor your urine to make sure you're not eating more meat than you're allotted. This is a total AI orgy, and they're seeing if we'll put up with it. Incredible.
Yep, and then Rand Paul brought out the fact that there was a $7 million appropriation for toilet cams to get, butt prints. I'll leave it at that. So, ladies and gentlemen, just because you want to live in denial.
The government is funding public toilets with cameras in them and scanning your butt.
Yeah, and you know maybe that's why there's such a run on toilet paper because there's so many people acting like butts. I don't know. The bottom line.
No, but it's all anti-human. It's all to see what they get us to do. It's all insane. SteveQuayle.com, Gen 6 Giants. Find it all there. Come back on next week. We're glad you're back on the show, brother.
Thank you, Alex. Bye bye.
That was powerful. That guy is amazing. All right, I've got this piece for you before Dick Baggage, another incredible person, comes up. Lana Del Rey rewears mask mesh in Chemtrails Over the Country Club video. And we've augmented the video coming up. Steve Quayle, thank you. Come on next week. All right, and then Dr. Dick Beggs is coming up. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, 5 years ago, the outgoing head of the CIA, John Brennan, went on C-SPAN and said, we have secret treaties, we're doing weather modification, we add chemicals to the jet fuel, and it creates nuclei that then creates rain or ice clouds in the sky that blocks out the sun to stop global warming. I'm like, yeah, we have the Nobel Prize from 1992. It's on the CFR website. It's all admitted. But then if you talk about it, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. Well, he says, well, we do this because other governments might get mad that we're causing droughts for their country and not for ours. And this is a weather weapon. So, see, I live in the adult world where I watch C-SPAN and watch Brennan admitting it. I covered it 25 years ago before it was even known, because people were noticing that suddenly condensation trails don't disappear in a few minutes like they used to, ice crystals. They stay and they become cloud banks because they're chemtrails. Aluminum dioxide, barium salts. It becomes a litmus test to not cover it. Kind of like human-animal hybrids. That's been going on for 50 years. I read it in the medical literature 25 years ago on air that it was happening decades before. Oh, Jones is crazy. Now they're telling you all about it, so it's admitted. So here it is. Is Bill Gates financially backing efforts to dim the sun to fight global warming? International Business Times, it goes on to say, yes, he is. Bill Gates wants to spray millions of tons of dust in the atmosphere to stop global warming. What puts him in charge to make us take vaccines or spray the clouds? He wants that global authority. He wants that power. So, Lana Del Rey, who is a great artist, don't agree with all her politics, has come out with a new music video, the first of an album that comes out in March, titled Chemtrails Over the Country Club. And it's a very powerful esoteric piece that's about to play, because there's a surprise halfway through where they turn into vampires. And that's the archetype of the feminine vampire. And then they become the werewolf. The race car becomes the werewolf. And then she merges with that and kind of transmutes it, where she's not a parasite anymore, but she's a human, because the werewolf's kind of a symbol of our raw bestiality. Vampirism is a sign of the demonic possession. But you have this backdrop of beautiful mansion in the summer, and everybody's happy during the day, but they're witches and vampires and demons at night. And what she's saying is, I wear a mask, but it's a mesh mask. It's not protecting her. The chemtrails are a symbol of the hidden evil, of the backdrop. And she has anxiety about evil, but the evil's within her. So the globalists know you have anxiety. You're scared. But you're scared of them. You're scared of what they're doing. You're scared of what comes out at night. And you're scared of what your own id is inside of you, like Forbidden Planet. So it's a very sophisticated piece. And it's not that racy. It's about as racy as a Miss America type video. Except the women aren't anorexic. They're voluptuous. But it really is powerful to see how something so hidden is now the biggest pop star, one of the biggest pop stars out there in the top three, saying chemtrails over the country club. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering. that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions
do. I'm on the run with you, my sweet love.
Yes, they're vampires. They want to block out the sun, don't you get it? The werewolf will save us.
Over the country club, wearing our jewels in the swimming pool. Me and my sister just playing it cool. Under the chemtrails, over the country club. Take out your turquoise and all of your jewels. Go to the market, the kids' swimming pool. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my Cancer is sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag race in my little red sports car. I'm not unhinged or unhappy, I'm just what I have. I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool. Me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Meet you for coffee at the elementary school. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Sunlight reaches the earth and may be unintentionally affecting our climate.
Thank you.
So they're at the country club where they're being molested as children. And the men that run the country club are spraying the atmosphere, blacking out the sky. But it's okay. They go back to sleep during the day, and it's all right. They just get abused at night. And so they're externalizing the method of the whole thing. Let's pull it up. It's at band.video. It's an augmented version. Lana Del Rey, chemtrails over the country club, augmented by Infowars.com. With four giant views, just went live seconds ago at band.video. There you go, with the former CIA director admitting it all, but they say it doesn't exist. As the level of aluminum goes up at the soil to levels where they can't even grow crops anymore. But don't worry, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland, and he's got seeds that can grow in aluminum. What a nice man. And he's got a shot for you. It's going to make you real sick, but it's okay. He's Dr. Bill Gates. All right, a good friend of mine and a great patriot, Dr. Nick Begich, takes over in T-minus 4 minutes on the other side. Thank you all. God bless and good luck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And I'm really, really glad to be here today. You know, we're right in the middle of walking through hell and nobody needs to stop now, okay? It's a wrong stop to make along the train of life. But I do have a really important message today, and I really appreciate where the last couple of hours have been because it really brings us right to where I want to be right now in this conversation with 2 million people that are listening right now, that are in this conversation with Alex and I right now, in a way that Alex gets a little differently from something I sent him, and I'm not getting into that. But I got to tell you, you know, we're in this conversation on Alex calls metaphysical level sometimes, you know, and we can use that word too. I like that word. And listening to Quayle, you know, I worked with him years and years ago as a guest, talking about all that technology. You see. Because where I brought my truth through was through the knothole of science, you see. And one of my friends who just passed away, I got to grab a book, sorry for going out of the frame, but Elizabeth Rauscher, she was a triple PhD. I've talked about her in the past as a reference. And she wrote a few books. She wrote The Holographic Anthropic Multiverse, Formalizing the Concept of Geometry and Reality. She was a triple PhD in physics, astrophysics, biophysics, geophysics. And then she wrote Orbiting the Moons of Pluto, Complex Solutions to Einstein, Maxwell, Schrodinger, and Dirac's Equation. And that deals with reality. And then the last one I'll mention, and these are all academic books. You won't find them on the shelf, and they're all in math. The other one is Mind Dynamics, Inside Space and Time, A Physicist's Exploration of the Nature and Properties of Consciousness. Okay? We were great friends all the way up until her passing, and I spent days with her at a time, And what she wanted me to do was co-author a book about consciousness and reality. And I felt unqualified, and I said no. And I didn't do it. And she's gone now. She passed away. And what I failed so miserably in that, missing the opportunity God gave. Because people, every one of us, need to hear what does reality really look like, and how can we understand it without the math? And see, I put that in words. And that's what she wanted me to do with her math, was put her math in words so I could paint a picture for the world to see this math that could create a new reality. Because if you can get into the math, and we can't because I don't do that math, but I came into the knowing a different path. That's the only difference between her as a physicist and me as someone else. A different path, the same finish line, the path of math. Wow, that's complicated. All right. Now, I found in this last week, the Mind Effects Conference, the closed conference, no one got to come. All the videos that were taken by one of my brothers in the world. Very powerful information that we're going to get to get out. And there's Elizabeth in the frame. And I was their keynote speaker in the last consciousness event that she went to. And it was like 38 or 39, I can't remember, but it was the Psychotronics Association, you know, where people figure out what's going on in the mind and try and figure out what's going on in the world, you know, reality creation kind of stuff. That's been my whole life. You know, as a little kid, I started thinking, what was my purpose in life? And it's come so clear, so absolutely clear lately. And this is me. I asked my mom, send me some pictures of when I was a little kid, about 2, when I was still holding the hand of God and knew it as a 2-year-old. So I was closer to him, and my vocal cords hadn't even developed enough to have a conversation, except the inner conversation I always had with God. And then as I grew into the world, like everyone else, I lost that conversation somehow. It got blurred by what everyone told me I was, or wasn't. And this is the problem. See, it's how we see the world. That's been my motto. Information in a different way. Change the way we see the world. So I coupled up with the info war 3 years ago in a different way because I came to Austin. I said, hey, I want to reformulate what I'm doing because I need to get the content out. I'm 100 hours behind. I'm so frustrated in that. I can't tell you because I didn't do what Alex did because we had different parts to play in this weird kind of maze we're in. He created all this structure that requires all this noise and all this racket. People always go, hey, pass this on to Alex. Pass that on to Alex. Hey, he is following a mission and a plan that is so complicated no one can understand it but Alex. But you can give him a breath of life and don't expect him to always respond to your individual message or me either or any of us. Know that we are responding in the spirit in every way. Every wave put in the pond of a direction that changes where we go is the right one. Do your part. Don't judge whether he heard it, didn't hear it, whether he did the right thing, didn't do it. That's not your judgment. There's only two witnesses in the world. Two witnesses in the world to your life. Yours and God. Those are the two witnesses that determine whether you're doing it or not. Forget about everyone else's judgment. You may see me going through hell and you say, oh, Nick, I'm so sorry. And I might be celebrating that because it's not hell to me. Like, and I can't make that any more clear, and I'm not going to have enough time in this hour to do it in a coherent way. So you got to go backwards and look at all the old videos, you know. A lot of people don't know. I go through crisis just like you. So does Alex every day. But we come here and we deliver what we know because it's our gift, and we're happy to do it. And we do it with a lot of joy. And I want to talk about a concept before the hour is up today about being born again. I want to talk about the church in the world as I see it. And I want to talk a little bit about what Christians call your testimony, and I don't like the way that's framed in a lot of ways in the past as I've referenced it. And the word prayer, what that means, I want to explore that more because I think we have a false narrative going on that's been taught to us by a church that maybe needs a little bit of scrutiny these days. A lot of scrutiny, in fact. But the true temple of God is your body. Look it up. Christ said it. You're the temple. That's the structure of the church. Not a building down the block. It's you. You're it. You're it. The image and likeness of God, if you can turn that on in the right way, get reoriented in the right way. So I want to talk about what that means to me in the context of my own life experience, because that's the only thing that matters. My path is my own, not yours to share, but yours to observe, and that's called a witness. It's not knocking on some door and kicking it in of your neighbor and intruding in the most sacred part of their life, their relationship with God, and making assumptions about what that might look like. Because the first assumption you make when you knock on that door is they don't know what you know. Boy, man, that's a big judgment to make in my view of the world. I would prefer to be an example of something and not mention my faith and let them see it radiate from me in the actions I live. That's a witness. That's what witnessing means. I want to give that new meaning. It's how you live your life, how you express yourself in the world, how the image and likeness of God created in you expresses itself in the world in your own very unique way that usually involves a crap load of trauma. Mine has, and anyone that's doing anything, all of you have, because we all have a roadmap through trauma. So what does it mean to lift the trauma that you experience so you see it differently? So when you see me going through hell and I'm not, and I could give you examples, we may not have time to do that today. But I'm going to get caught up. I'm going to get that 100 hours, and you're going to help me do it so that I can tell you what I want to say, and you can sort it out against the background of your own heart and truth and throw it on the ground if you like, or let it echo in the chambers of your soul and let it be filtered by the wisdom of God in you, whether you know it or not. And I've got a great show today. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I want to jump right into this because I just defined witnessing in a different way, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Testimony. What is testimony? It's not what you say with your mouth. It's what you do with your life. It's how you demonstrate what you are by your experience. Doesn't matter what you say, how many people say stuff and don't do stuff. Doesn't matter what you say if it's not lined up with what you do. So what you do ought to then be obvious so you don't have to say anything. That's called testimony by your witness. But, you know, I mean, this is just a little different way to look at it. Prayer. Most people think of prayer. Another word I want to redefine just a little bit. Not really redefine, just get a little deeper with. How about that? A little deeper with prayer. Here's it. Everybody goes, oh, we pray, God help, 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 do, whatever. No, that's not what prayer is. Prayer is revealing your heart in a conversation with your friend who cares about you, who wants you back in the garden as a parent would want his son in the garden with him. Think about this for just a moment. Now I want to take it from two dimensions. How did God feel? What did he experience in the garden? And what did maybe Adam and Eve experience? You know, it's impossible for us to fully see that, but maybe we can just try and feel that a bit in our heart, because that's where it's going to be felt and known, understood in the world, because you're not going to do it in your head because you don't have any experience hooked up to it in the same way. So think about this. You're in the garden, you're with God, and God is teaching you about creation, because you're co-creator with God in that garden, created in his image and likeness. Now imagine, can you even fathom what you were learning to do? Oh my goodness. It just makes our hair stand up, doesn't it? When you contemplate that idea, that concept of being in communication with someone that cares for you as much as you do your children. Whoa, that's powerful, folks. If you can feel it that way as God wants you to, because that's really deep love, you see. Deeper than we can even feel for our own children, even for ourselves, for anything. It's a really deep thing. And in that depth is where we get born again, you see. It's not so complicated to start the mission of finding what we are again. Because what God has always been about, now think about this too, as your child rebels, and I had one that rebelled horribly. And I mean really horribly. I'm raising my youngest son. I'm raising my granddaughter. She's now 14. I have 4 more years of that 18-year commitment. And you know, so we all experience a lot of things. And we all have wayward sons, too. And others that we're very, very proud of. My eldest son is totally different. But I'm proud of them both. And the fact that I know as much suffering as my youngest is going through right now. And he may not live another year. It's his path somehow. And I can see that in it somehow. And be released to the burden of knowing that. Deeply as my son. So think how God felt when Adam and Eve separated themselves from God. That's a deep feeling too. That resonates through our living experience, which is what we are born into when we first come here, when we're young and little. And can't talk because our vocal cords haven't developed. And our brains are still running in a pattern that somehow keeps us linked to the essence of what we are in a different way. And I asked my mom a few years ago, send me some pictures that really say something about who I am from a mother's perspective. And this is one of them. This is one that resonates with me. And it's me at 2 with a stack of books on my lap reading. Okay, that's a funny image. I know, it's a funny image, but I'm a scholar. In all these closed cabinets are books, and they represent about 10% of what I've read, and there's a lot of books there. And as a person living in my head so much of my life, to find God in my heart was a really difficult journey. And I'll tell you a little piece of it. It started in the Catholic Church. I was being raised a Catholic in my catechism at 12, 13, right around then, just before or just after my dad, in fact, had disappeared, and I had consciously given up childhood in my mind and in my heart. And I didn't know it then in that way. But I said no when they said, because where you're confirmed at that age, where you come into the church and say, yes, I believe, I couldn't say that because I didn't. And I was not going to lie to start out my relationship with God. Couldn't do it. I had more integrity than that at 12 years old. But the priest gets excited, you know, when you say no to that, you know, because you don't get hooked into the first way that brainwashing works. You say something that you really don't believe at that level that you need to, and you go along until you start repeating the lie, and then everything that you filter through that lie is a life lived through a lie. Can't do that. You got to resonate back with your truth. And if you don't know, don't feel lost and helpless in that. That's okay, any more than your two-year-old, because that's how God sees us, no matter how complex, how intricate, how many pathways our life has taken and how we see it. God still sees it as a two-year-old, same way you would. In a loving, nurturing way, will help you, kind of nudge you. And as you get to be a teenager, they nudge less and let you make your own choices and fall and learn from those experiences that we call trauma. And in those early days, you might even curse God during those traumas, not recognizing the depth of the lessons and suffering. That's called long suffering, a phrase in the Bible that confuses people. And here, my own life is an example of it. I've been crying for months and no one knows it, except God, but not in sadness, in gratitude. Because when I do my 20 minutes of praying, and I pray all day in and out, but I do it in a, I speak it out, okay? You don't want to be around me much, you might think. But I don't hear it back. What I do is all of a sudden I get understandings. That's called grace, understandings. I'm going back to the garden. That's what being born again is about. It's finding your way back to the garden. And so what did God do? God broke himself up into three parts, right? We can read this. And again, you can also, if you don't believe this, it's okay. Just accept nothing from me, except just let me give my words. So there's three parts to God. There's the God that creates and the God that created the second part, Christ, to have fellowship with. And then there's third part, the Holy Spirit, these three parts. And then God, sends part of himself to earth. Well, which part shows up? Christ, Jesus, a man actually named Jesus, who's born in his home city where his relatives all live. He's there for the census. Remember the story. And God can't even get a room. I mean, think of that. You're God. You can't even get a room in the city of your relatives because no one sees you. Wow. That's kind of like an interesting thing. So you're in a manger and you're in what other people might say, boy, that's an uncomfortable condition, but it wasn't for God ever. The whole walk, even banging nails as a carpenter. Cause here's what God did when he put man in the earth, when man left the garden, when we got the knowledge of good and evil, which is the essence of duality. And I could get into that, but would that take another hour? I'm hitting topics today that each take an hour to break down and I'm not going to have that. So this is what's happening is I'm packing. I know what's in it. I'm delivering the information with intention behind it. That's the essence of the word, the spoken word, coming from the heart, coming out of the mouth with everything I am behind it. So I can say one word and the power in that word is all of my experience flowing into it through this vibration that you pick up and translate as sound. And within that is the spirit that guides it. That's why I don't worry anymore. That's why this jaw is finally unlocked so my voice can be freed. Because God filters it out for everyone. And what is my purpose today? I want to tell you, I have been born again in a different way. Even in this way. In the midst of being born again over and over, perhaps, as we transform our lives. Maybe that's the essence of it. And I want people to start thinking about me differently. I was given the name Nicholas. That's my name, not Dr. Nick Begich. Nicholas, please call me that when you see me. Because that's the name God gave me and my parents translated for him, and that means victorious army. That's what my name means.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex
Hey, welcome
Show.
Back. We're in the middle of this deep dive into reality, okay, with what we're seeing play out in the world. And I want to talk about that. You know, in the last segment, everyone's talking about masking and how this thing about hiding our humanity. But I want to talk about a secret they don't know, and they can hear it, but they can't turn this one off. It's called Through the Eyes, because the eyes, in fact, are the window of the soul. And what Alex was saying about these evil people, these evil actors, you see it in their eyes. But what let's focus on the other side of that equation. When I look in people's eyes, and I've talked about it, I see the inner man. I see the soul. And here's what you do when you see that in everyone else. What you can do when you see that is you begin responding to that inner soul, to that divinity in that person. Even if they're your enemy, you can't help it. You've got to respond to that divinity in them. Even if they're your worst adversary, if you do that, if you look in the eyes and see the divinity, you begin behaving as if they're divine. What happens is they have no choice but to yield to the higher power, which is to then act divinely at least some level or be contained by the energy of it. That's the power of acting divinely. You know, it works. actually, it works. It's about lowering. And not for everyone. See, this is the other thing that everyone gets confused about. You know, people say, oh, you know, people interrupt too much. You know, I hear that sometimes about Alex. Well, I have that problem too. My former fiance told me that. And I believe that. I accept that. That's true. I need to learn to listen more. Also, in my prayer life, I need to listen more. Now, let me talk about that. Everyone's praying, and they're waiting for some angel to show up and, boom, deliver you the noise. That's not how it happens, unfortunately. And if it did, it would make it sure a lot easier. But it isn't meant to be easier. It's meant to be instructive. Okay? That's what all this trauma is about. When you can finally release it is when you've accepted grace. Now, think about the story again. So God comes into the earth as a person that can't even get a decent room at a hotel in his own town. And then what happens? You don't hear much about it until he's 12 and he's in the temple having a big discussion. You know, the building that later he showed up in and kicked all the money changers? Because that's the old temple, the old structures, the Old Testament, if you will, the law, the old rules that had no forgiveness in them, the punishment of it all, if you will. But think about God in his position in all of this. You want to just beat your children forever? No, you want them to wake up and remember who they are and where they came from. That's what you want. You want them to claim their heritage, their birthright, and embrace it with you. That's what you want. That's what God wants for us, too. Can you imagine it any other way? And that's just a physical, little, tiny snapshot of what unconditional and unlimited love means. That's a pretty big thing, and it's so small in terms of what's available. All right. So let me switch gears a little bit here as I'm explaining this. So at 12, you have this big conversation. Then again, he disappears. You don't hear anything about him. And he's off banging nails. You know, what happened in the punishment to man? Okay, women had it one way, and we can go look at that. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about men. Because I'm a man, and I know that one better. I don't know much about women. I got a lot to learn, a tremendous amount to learn. But as it goes for man, you know, we have to earn by the sweat of our brow. We have to go out and toil in the soil. We got to make it work. And it's hard every day, every single day. So God comes down in the form of Christ, his second aspect in the three, and he sweats and bangs nails and has a job that's hard. Some say he was a bricklayer. I don't want to argue the point, but the point is he worked with his hands. How many so-called priests, how many so-called ministers work with their hand? I knew one who did. His name was Eric Hewlett. He was a wallpaper hanger that was an Assemblies of God minister, teaching other ministers to do it right later in his life. I reconnected with him. He taught people. He had a heart for God, not a heart for a building program. You know. And so he worked for a living and made sure all the resources went to where it's supposed to go, to redistribute in a way that's done from the heart, not from a socialistic system driven by a bunch of assholes, excuse me, but they are, telling us what to do and pushing us around and crushing our spirit and making us less than, when we're more than we ever thought we were. And so I'm reframing who I am a bit and have been for the last several months, if you haven't noticed, for less technology and more about what drives the change, because that's the technology of the soul. Let's jump up a bit, you know, and let's start retranslating the reality and recreating it in the image and likeness of God. Let's bring heaven to earth. That's what's going to happen in the end. But right now we're in the birth pain. Okay? Nothing beautiful comes in the earth without pain, unfortunately. Think of the transfiguration then. What happened then? Okay. What happened then, Christ? Oh, he didn't have the Holy Spirit, right? That wasn't there. The power behind being God. So he really was a person in the earth. People don't want to talk about this. They forget about all this. This is the most important thing that identifies us, that pulls us into the life of God. Oh, hadn't heard it that way before, have you? Think about what the church is. It's created distortion. It's taken our power for 2,000 years in the current structures on the earth. In the end, in the latter days, there would be a form of godliness that denies the inner power of it. Look around. Look around. Which pews are you warming in the world? Are you warming the pews of your temple, yourself, your soul, who you are? Are you honoring that temple? Are you giving back 10%? Are you tithing to your own temple? Think about that. 90% mission, 10% to keep you nurtured and connected to the creation where you should be happy in it. Parents don't want their kids working to the bone till they die early of a heart attack. Neither is God. Plenty of people around. Don't worry. Don't worry. Because the unconscious, and there's more of them than us, actually get used anyway. They're the collateral damage. They're the millions and millions that are going to die, and we're going to see it happen in our eyes. The clouds are just now gathering, folks. Dark days are headed our way in lots of different ways in the world. And we need to prepare our spirit, mind, and emotions, and our physical form, because we're still in the physical world. And we all can be leaders, because here's what leaders do if they're really good. And all of you can get really good at this. When you look in the eyes of another and you begin to do that, pull out of people what's possible, and they begin to act like you're envisioning, because they got to respond to you. That's how it works. And you know what you do? You do a great work. That's the work of a leader. See the higher and better person that even the person acting out in some crazy way can't see. Now, the other caution is, and I didn't learn this till I was 52, because I just assumed everybody saw people that way, because I always have. And they don't. I was really disappointed. It broke my heart. I mentioned it in previous shows in the last 6 months. But what broke my heart is I couldn't imagine going through life without being that connected to individuals. That's why I've had so many friends. And I've had 50 die. I quit counting now. I can't count them anymore. I just don't want to. But I have so many more. And I have 2 million that are in union with me in this few moments each week, have a conversation about things that matter, that equip us to be calm in the middle of the storm that's coming. Because at the end of all this, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they inherit the earth. And sometimes we can have the sword that we want to swing, but we keep it sheathed in our heart. And we swing the sword with our words, and they come out of us in a different way, because words are where the reality began, right? In the beginning was the word. Boom. The very first vibration comes into being. And then in that vibration, matter appears. And then Max Planck, one of the best quantum physicists, and this is where this lies, and this is my interpretation of quantum physics in this message I'm giving today, and it's in it all through it. And this is what Max Planck, the father of quantum mechanics, said. I regard consciousness as fundamental. I regard matter as derivative of consciousness. We cannot get behind consciousness. Everything we talk about, everything that we regard as existing, postulates consciousness. In other words, it comes out of somebody's thinking something, and it's a big somebody thinking it all at once. Even physicists get this if they've gone deep enough within their own math through that pathway to discover the very beginning of God. That's all it is the beginning of God. Because the beginning of God starts with asking a question to your soul. What is God? I did it. When I told a priest, when he drugged me out, we had this conversation out in the outer vestibule of why I wasn't going to do it. And I'm going to talk about that. But I'm out of time today. So there it is. You've got the only message I can give, and the one I came from my heart. We'll do this again next week, and we're going to figure out a way to catch up to the backlog. I love you all. Have a wonderful week.
I knew. Black. Rolling.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.